Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I admittedly, like, because, like, my trouble always with this stuff is, like, if the hype train gets out of control, I'm like, okay, let's temper some expectations of what a seventh-round pick is expected to do in an offense where he's clearly the third running back, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want it to be like a runaway freight train of expectations where we can't contain what level of player's time to be. I went back and I was listening to more on Ryan Nutt, who's the Royals player personnel vice president or director of player personnel. He's the number two guy behind Brett Veach, if you just want to know the pecking order. And he was talking a little bit about Rashard Smith and how he fits in. And I'm going to give him a little bit of credit for, like, if this is a role they see it in, I could see why it works. But first, I'm going to tell him I would not make this comp if I were him. Ryan Nutt was talking about the role that they could put him in. And he was saying, hey, you know his receiver ability, which obviously he was a wide receiver for the first 3 years in college in Miami. We like him in the backfield. Like, you know how it is. The Chiefs love a good hybrid, gadgety, use them everywhere, use them in kick returns, use them on third downs, surprise teams role. But the player he specifically said that they had in mind for him is the way that they wanted to use Kadarius Toney.
Mm.
And I know that, like, some part of, like, the Chiefs are trying to convince us that the story on Kadarius Toney is not. It's just injuries and mental miscues. The talent's there in the world. Are you sure? Like, I've seen a lot of incredibly talented players who were knuckleheads who still had success in the league. Kadarius never had success in the league doing anything. He might run fast, but that doesn't mean talent.
Yeah.
Lots of people in this world run fast. That is the last player I would start bringing up as a comp. And yet, the role they claim they wanted for Kadarius Toney, and I think actually works for Rashard Smith, if they're going to use some of that receiving ability right away, that's the only way for him to get time early, in my opinion. Otherwise, between Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, he might be looking at 2 touches a game, 3 touches a game in the early stretch, unless there's some injury that I'm not seeing.
Yeah, I agree. I think you put it very, very good there, very well. I think player to player, please God, no. Role to role, it makes a lot of sense. And yeah, what intrigues me about it,
I don't want to hear Kadarius Toney say somebody
right
else.
What intrigues me about it is Kadarius Toney or even Mecole Hardman to some extent, because I think he was used in sort of that same gadgety yeah role in some respect as well. It was a wide receiver that you were trying to get to do some running back like things with jet sweeps and other, you know, extensions of the run game. I like it from the opposite angle here, where you've got a guy who, yes, played wide receiver, but is coming into the league as a running back out of his senior year at SMU, a guy who you know can run and catch the football, using him in that role rather than what you had to do with Kadarius or Mecole, where you were like, hey, we got to teach them how to be running backs here a little bit. You don't have to do that with Rashard Smith. But I agree with you completely at the start of your comment there. He's a seventh round pick for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not sitting here like, oh, you know, he has a similar height and weight and body type and he runs a similar 40. And I've heard it. I don't know if you've heard it. Oh, I've heard people be like, oh, he reminds me of Jamal Charles. Whoa. It pumped the brakes ever so slightly. He's a seventh round pick for a reason. Jamal Charles was probably a mid to late second rounder who somehow fell to the Chiefs in the third.
It's more likely he's cut by August 20th than he's Jamal
yes
Charles.
Yes.
Like, that is statistically far, 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 far more likely.
I feel like a good comp.
I think he'll be on the team, but, like, I mean,
if I were to compare him to somebody, I think it'd be Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard played at Memphis, smaller school, of course, SMU, smaller school, at the time that Rashard really played. Then, of course, they moved to the Big 12. But anyways, Tony Pollard is that running back who also was a really good receiver, was that in college, was a return specialist in college, did a little bit of everything with the Cowboys. Of course, he was better when he was second fiddle, technically, to Zeke Elliott when he was in Dallas. I wonder if Rashard Smith can be similar to that. He can be the second to Pacheco or whatever the role is there, but he's the guy that you can utilize in the receiving side. You can use him as a returner. You can use him, of course, as a runner. I think having him as with the background of wide receiver really helps, I think, in terms of the way that Andy can utilize him, whether it be even in the slot or it be out of the backfield. There's a lot of creativity that could potentially come from them adding a guy like Rashard Smith.
A lot. It's like, so if I ask you, I'll give you two guys, and remember that Isaiah Pacheco missed time. That's part of the reason at least one of these guys' numbers a little bit higher. All right, I'll give you the lower one first. Does Rashard Smith have over under 209.5 yards from scrimmage? That is Carson Steele's number from last year. Undrafted free agent, so a similar range is what Rashard Smith is. Seventh to undrafted free agent, seeing how he was one of the bigger named undrafted free agents. It's probably about the same. 209.5? I'd probably take the over. I wouldn't do it with any kind of confidence, but I would take the over. Nobody would take over 414.5, right? That's Samaje Perine's.
No.
Number from last year. And the only reason Samaje's was that high, I think, is because the injury to Pacheco.
Yeah, the injury to Pacheco.
Otherwise, I wouldn't put it even that high.
Yeah, the Carson Steele number is interesting. I'm curious what happens with Elijah Mitchell. Because if Elijah Mitchell can stay healthy, he and Rashard Smith are competing for the same role, right? They're both sort of looking towards that Jerick McKinnon type, you know, second, third back, you know, the third down guy. I'm curious to see how that fits. If Elijah Mitchell is healthy, then I'm taking the under on everything, and Rashard Smith's probably going to be on the practice squad this year.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.